You're listening to the Bets and Quotes podcast on insert podcast platform name here.
No, I went to go see Bon Jovi, and I said to myself, you're going to be cool, you're going to be calm, you're going to compose yourself, you're going to be fine, you're not going to embarrass yourself. And then he walked out on stage, and I screamed like a middle-aged woman at Magic Mike. Brilliant. And he was on stage, and he was all shouting, come on, put your hands in the air. And I was stood there sort of like, I am German, I'm not really supposed to do this. Pump your fist, pump your fist, and we're going for it. And then he's going, come on, sing along, you know this one. And we go, your love is like bird medicine. Give me all you got. We're like, mate, it was 130 quid a ticket. Maybe you could sing a bit of this. Like, otherwise, it's just very expensive karaoke.
Do you want to hear me do an impression of Beat Sauce in 2017?
Sure.
If you called him at like 9:30 p.m.?
Yeah.
I cried night.
Oh, 1,000%.
No, this is actually it.
Wait.
Sauce, I gotta go, man. I can't stay here all day.
Sauce, you've gained a little.
That's correct, sir.
Welcome to the Bets and Quotes podcast, a podcast for the rubes, by the rubes, talking all things Power Trip. Bets and Quotes is hosted by Chuck, better known as Power Trip Bets, and Dave, the one and only Power Trip Quotes. They were going to get an apartment together and see how things went, but settled on a podcast instead. Our legal disclaimer is simply that Lawyer Lambert probably likes us better than you, so good luck suing us. We hope you enjoy this episode, but if not, feel free to play Jax on 494.
All right, Dave. Sometimes things happen and they're just epic moments and you know it right away. And then there's other times where over time sort of the nostalgia builds for something. But I have to say, for me personally, I thought Monday's episode was pretty epic.
It really was, with an even more epic, well, a very epic after party as well. But yeah, Monday's show was a banger.
Yeah, I mean, it started off right away because, you know, everybody knew all the talk was going to be about Dan Bailey. And, of course, the Power Trip managed to turn that into something hysterical with the Meat Sauce Maloof character entering the picture, breaking down exactly what Dan Bailey was doing. And I have to tell you, every time Meat Sauce said, oh, yes, sir, I died. That was so freaking brilliant. And he had to do it, like, every time. Like, every time they'd have somebody new in the studio, he'd be like, yeah, like, he'll approach the ball and be like, yes, sir. And
he even had Ben saying it, too.
I know. He's like,
Yeah, back in college, you know, we used to do this, and
he is. So that was awesome. And then the show ended with the brilliant cameo that our friend Brevity by Matt had done for Ben Lieber from Sean Merriman. And oh my God, the only thing I can say to that is just genius. It was pure genius.
Yeah, that's so funny. And I love, Lieber was just very, you know, he wasn't like upset about it at all. He thought it was hilarious too, which makes the bit even better. But yeah, oh my God. I think he sent it to you beforehand.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I got to, so we got, you know, the early listen on that one, and oh my God, it's just so funny with, his history with Sean Merriman and everything.
But, exactly.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
He sent it over to me and he was like, do you think the guys will think this is funny? And I'm like, are you kidding me? This is hysterical. So, yeah, it was, awesome that he got that played on the Power Trip for Ben, and it was, done perfectly and everything. And then to top it off, the ultimate point of the whole episode is we got three segments of White Lion on the Power Trip on Monday, three segments of White Lion. I'm like, oh my God, that's my dream.
which is three's too many.
I was absolutely rolling. Especially, I think the thing that made me laugh the hardest was how annoyed Meat Sauce got at the fact that their album was named Main Attraction.
Which is just like actually pretty genius.
Oh my God, yeah. Well, you know, Pride, and yeah, they like to sort of have a theme to their album titles, but. Oh my God, it was awesome. And the fact that I could not believe, of all the songs, Chris, you know, because he was playing different snippets of White Lion songs, he played the entire When the Children Cry, which I will give you, like, I can definitely see the argument for people that say that's an awful song. And somehow, Corey let him get away with playing the entire song, like, beginning to end, which almost never happens on the Power Trip anyway. And, yeah, of all the songs, they played that banger. So, yeah. It was so brilliant, and it reminded me too of how the Power Trip has like skewed my musical ear over the years. And my favorite White Lion song, and I think Drunk John Kreese will agree with me, is Little Fighter. And there's a moment in Little Fighter before they play the final chorus that, now that you know I'm a Power Trip listener, has completely ruined me forever. So I can't hear that without thinking Rise, R-Y-Z. So every time I hear Little Fighter now, I think of R-Y-Z.
They were probably, Rise was probably playing next in the club up there, and they're just trying to get hockey's attention, like, Rise!
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, they definitely could have opened for White Lion, that's for sure. Rise needed like a better, you know, sort of a main attraction kind of name for one of their albums. I think that would have been better than like a self-titled album, but... yeah, so I absolutely loved Monday's episode, and I was laughing through all of the White Lion talk, which in typical Power Trip fashion started simply because Zach Halvorsen said wait, and just let into
wait.
Three segments of White Lion talk, so love it. All right, well, we will move on from White Lion talk. We got stuff to catch up on because we did the Quote of the Year selection show last week, and we sort of bypassed all our normal segments, so we'll get caught up with everything else this week, and we will give you an update on that Quote of the Year selection tournament and see how things are going. I think by the time you hear this, we will be down to the top eight, or Dave, what do you call the last eight quotes?
The Erect Eight.
Yes, I'm 6 to midnight thinking about the Erect Eight already. We'll do. We're also going to go down memory lane with Grandma Cooter and play the very first appearance of Grandma Cooter on the Power Trip. And we'll do all our normal stuff. Bets update, quotes of the week, and we'll get some quotes notes, and we'll do some locks of the week as well. We did want to mention in our Patreon section a huge shout out to a couple of new supporters, Greg and Chad. Thank you so much for signing up to be Patreon supporters. We sent out a note to all of our Patreon supporters looking forward to 2021. We got lots of fun stuff planned. I think we're going to try and do 3 live events next summer. They should all be fun. Now, lots of variables with those events. Definitely not set in stone by any means, given the pandemic and other circumstances. But I think we have some fun stuff planned. I think our listeners are really looking forward to that stuff. So if you want to be part of that, it's patreon.com/betsandquotes as always. All right, well, let's get rolling with a bets update.
Partridge odds.
All right. And there were quite a few bets over the last couple of weeks. They are really trying hard to get to that record handle, and I think they're going to do it. I just, if I had to bet on it, I would think they're going to get there. But what I wanted to do, rather than recap every single bet that's taken place, I was going to just look at where we are with football bets for the rest of the year. So we've got 3 open football bets that are still in play for the rest of the year. And the first one is Sauce's bet with hockey that the Chiefs are going to go 15-1. That's a $100 bet. He's got 3 more to go. I think the tough one is this week. They're at the Saints, and that could be a little bit dicey. And then after that, you know, pretty wide open for the Chiefs. So I think if Sauce gets past this week, he's probably got that one won. What do you think? If you had to bet on that one right now, do you think the Chiefs are going 15-1?
I still thought that the biggest thing would be the Saints game, and then if they needed to try in the last week. And at that time that we talked about it, Pittsburgh hadn't lost a game. Now they've lost 2. So it'll be interesting to see there if they really try in week 17, but I guess I would probably be on the side that they go 15-1.
Yep. I think that's definitely where the the smart money would be at this point. But you never know. I mean, I think if there were actual Vegas odds on it, it might actually be plus money for them to go 15-1 right now. But I just have a feeling that's where it's going to end up. The next one I want to talk about is also related to the Chiefs, and that's may have forgotten about the fact that Tommy bet both Corey and Chris that the Chiefs are going to win the Super Bowl in the next 3 years, which really wasn't the best bet for Tommy, you know, if you look just at the pure odds. But the Chiefs are right back there, and they definitely look like they're on a path that could lead them to another Super Bowl title this year, let alone the next 2 years. So I don't know. Good to be Tommers there. He might pull $100 from Corey and Chris on that bet as well. We got a couple other bets related to the playoffs or, you know, season win totals. We've got, of course, the Pats over 9 wins, that Hawk and Tommy need the Pats to win out just to push that one. Meanwhile, Corey, Sauce, Lieber, and Rosie are on the other end of that bet, and they just need one more Patriot loss to get the clincher on that one and keep the Patriots under 9 wins. So, and the Patriots have a couple challenging games here in the last 3 weeks, so I have a feeling that Hawk and Tommy are going to be out of luck on that one. They're going to end up owing $400 a piece on that bet because they took it with 4 other people. So very dicey for Tommy and Hawk there. And the last one, and this one really, the Viking game last week really played into this one because it was the bet on whether or not the Buccaneers would make the playoffs. Sauce proclaimed in the offseason when everybody was so hyped up on Tom Brady going to the Bucs that they were not going to make the playoffs this year. And he bet $100 versus both Nordo and Hawk on that one. And, you know, they have struggled quite a bit. And, you know, the Vikings really could have dealt their playoff hopes a blow if they had beaten them last week. But I think that one, you know, I don't see much way around that the Bucs are going to get in at this point. They'll probably be one of the lower seeds because obviously the Saints are running away with that division. But what do you think? I think the Bucs are getting in.
Yeah, I think Meat Sauce had the best tweet or a really underrated tweet on Sunday saying that the NFL, you know, wants Tom Brady in the playoffs so much that they're just going to find a way to get him in. So, yeah, if that bet was still available, I would definitely be on the side of the Bucs getting in.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, it's one of those, too, that, you know, I think it was kind of a bad bet when Sauce made it. The Bucs were definitely favored to make the playoffs at the time. And but it would have been interesting if it was only a 6-team field instead of a 7-team field, what the odds would have been, because I think it would have been pretty even at that point because, you know, there's only 2 wild cards up for grabs when it's 6 teams. But with the expanded playoffs, I think they're pretty much pretty solid to get in unless they completely fall apart these last couple of weeks. And the last thing I want to talk about was the Fantasy Charge Challenge itself. So hopefully you listen to this before it's all over, but the Fantasy Charge Challenge ends on Sunday. And, you know, I did my little advanced metrics there, looking at all sorts of factors and just kind of guesstimating where everybody would be. And it's pretty much a given that, you know, Corey, AJ, and Kreisel are safe. And it would take a lot for Hockey to get himself off the billboard because not only does he have to catch the Ghost, who he's like 14 points behind, he also has to catch Sauce, which he's like 9 points behind. And, you know, that combination is really difficult because, you know, you can beat one person by a significant margin. And 14 points is a lot in the Charge Challenge. There's not a whole lot of opportunities to actually outscore somebody by 14, depending upon the position. But and then to have to basically outscore somebody else by 9 at the same time, it's a super long shot, I think, for Hawk. The interesting one is going to be Sauce, especially given the fact that he has the number 1 pick, which I didn't really factor in to his percentage. You know, if he chooses very wisely, and depending upon what falls to the Ghost, I think that definitely gives him a little bit of an advantage picking first and has a shot to get off the billboard. So I'll be very interested to see what times each of the games are, because that'll be, you know, very interesting to see, like, who goes first. Like, does Sauce go first? Does the Ghost go first? You know, are they playing at the same time and it's a back and forth? I suspect there's going to be a lot of flop sweat from Sauce on Sunday.
There will be a ton of flop sweat and maybe even under boob sweat. for Mr. Meat Sauce.
And really for hockey too, because I mean that's financially a huge difference, because if Sauce passes the Ghost, that doubles hockey's price.
Yeah, Corey kind of picked on you a little bit for how high hockey's percentage is, but like you said, it's Hawk making the pick, and 14 points is so much to make up, unless they do running back, tight end, or running back, you know, wide receiver combo, which we don't think is going to happen. But
yeah,
I would kind of assume there to be top tier players for sure this week, and I think wide receivers is probably the best like boom or bust, but I could be wrong. I don't know. I'm so excited to see how this plays out.
Yeah, for sure. My guess is it's going to be quarterbacks, because he did running backs last week and wide receivers the week before that, and I doubt he would do tight ends. So my guess is it's going to be like top-tier quarterbacks, but who knows? We will find out. You'll know by the time you listen to this, but we'll find out tomorrow exactly what goes down with it. All right. Well, that will do it for the bets update. Let's do some quotes.
And now it's time for the quotes of the week.
I'd let Brett Favre be on me.
Sure.
Ted Bundy's been to the Rose Bowl more recently than the Gophers.
Because it's hard to bang and play it at the same time.
Bang and lung darts, whale.
All right, friends, it is time to get to the quotes of the week. And we will start with back-to-back quote of the year champion, Chris Hockey.
For the spin of the millennium. All right, so don't worry about it, buddy. I don't even remember turning 26.
Yeah.
That's a different person, I'm pretty sure. He had two knees and a working wiener.
Other people, and other people that him saw.
Wow.
Probably a working wiener at that point that needed to be pressure washed and sterilized, but technically working better than it is now, that's for sure.
Probably should have been on an STD billboard back then.
Yes, of course, as don't be this guy. All right, let's move to number two, and it is the host, and he's on vacation tomorrow. It's Corey Cove.
We had the Tyler Conklin on as our guest. Ooh. Interesting. Yeah, he kind of looks
sweet
like
tattoos,
he's a saucy kind of guy. I mean, he's got the big
illiterate.
He doesn't.
Now that is a great example of one, you know, a quote that looks better on paper.
Right.
And one of those one word answer replies. That was so genius.
Illiterate?
That was teed up there.
Brilliant.
And we will move to number one, and it is Zach Daniels.
Go wherever Zach is sitting, go sit by Zach.
I shouldn't sit on the same chair. I'm gonna go ahead and delete this button off the button.
We can't sit on the same side of a plane.
Zach's quicker than Sauce, right?
Yeah!
That was really funny. You know, it kind of brings me back to the picture that they used for Saturdays with Sauce, Nordo and him on a, you know, the two fat guys on a tandem bicycle.
Right. Again, it's like, for me, that one hits because it's a visual. You know, I just immediately have a picture of like Zach and Sauce sitting in the same row on a plane and the plane's tilting, you know? So it's brilliant. I love it.
Good one from Zach. Maybe that'll make the tournament. He had one entry this year, but let's see. That are your quotes of the week.
It's time for the weekly segment of Your Thoughts. Copyright Dark Star.
All right, and speaking of the quotes of the week and the quotes of the year, we are well into this quote of the year tournament, Dave. I don't think I've seen that many polls since Chris Hockey's sister was in town.
I know. I feel bad because like the first round, everyone's so excited and they like the, you know, the art that's put with it and everything, and then feel like everyone just gets sick of it really quick. It's the poll fatigue, and I hope I'm not clogging up your guys' feed too much. But
no, it's always fun to vote and see where everything is. And it's funny because, you know, really we joke all the time. Not really joke, it's the truth. When we do brackets on this show, our seating gets eviscerated all the time. Like, things that we think aren't going to do well advance, you know, the stuff that we have seated high gets killed right away. And I will say, you know, props to you on this one, because a lot of the high seeds of advance, there haven't been very many Cinderellas, and a lot of the ones you identified as top seeds have moved on.
Yeah, it was weird because last year, I think there was only one seed that made the final four, and there were a couple like sixes and sevens and stuff that made it. But so far this year is really, really going well. Meat Sauce has a 13 seed that looks like it's going to go down. But yeah, I mean, the Salacious 16 was pretty chalky, and the Erect 8 is looking that way as well.
And speaking of the Erect 8, which I am excited for, of course, why don't we walk through each of the brackets, and you can tell us who is going to face who in what would be, I guess, the region finals, if this was the NCAA tournament. Tell us who the matchup is going to be, and then we will play the quotes so people can warm up for and get ready to vote in the Erect 8.
All right. Our final here in the Grey Duck Spirits region in the Erect 8, the number one seed Meat Sauce squares off with the number three seed Haley.
I lost my wedding ring.
Whoa!
Here comes the sales staff.
So here is the story.
Oh. Wow.
We were at
a bar. I'm drunk.
I lost mine as well.
No.
No, so I mean, yeah. Mine's gone.
I have it done. Don't freak out. Don't be scared. It's not great, but it's over quickly.
So it looks worse than it feels.
Having sex with Chris Hockey. Yeah.
Brilliant.
Now I'm glad. Now I'm
like
glad
a dog in heat.
Whoa, that is going to be a tough one. Haley has a ton of momentum because she has been winning and winning fairly easily in all of her matchups.
Yeah, and she kind of got a good break here in the Salacious 16 to catch a 7 seed in Sauce. But she's going to run into this 1 seed, and losing your wedding ring, I mean, it's so good, and that's why it's the number one overall seed in the tournament this year. But Haley has been collecting a lot of votes here. She's been doing a little campaigning on Twitter. I think it could be upset alert here.
And there's nothing wrong with doing campaigning. Hawks retweeted polls before too and picked up some votes. So yeah, nothing wrong with that. Let the people speak, right? So yeah, I think that one's going to be a pretty tight matchup.
Yes, very, very tight. We move over to the Honey and Mackey's region in the Erect 8. Where the number one overall seed, Marnie Gellner, will face off with the number three seed, Chris Hockey.
This is how we do it. I didn't know, if I, should,
Marnie,
I didn't know if I should have my banger on the squeeze monster.
If not your monster, it's booger picker on the bang switch.
Not on your squeeze monster.
My banger on the squeeze monster.
What are you?
I miss salad bars.
Yeah, every time you walk into a restaurant.
You miss it.
No thanks.
Burn the ice cream. Pass.
And wow, you know, and we said it on the selection show. I mean, that Marnie quote is going to be extremely difficult to beat. And that's why she was, you know, on the strength of only two quotes, she was a 5-1 odds to win the whole thing. I have a hard time seeing her not making the final four.
Yeah, I think that one gets in. Hockey's quote is very strong. And, you know, that one was teed up so well, you know, by Sauce to burn himself.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I think she definitely wins this match. I don't know if she wins the whole thing, though, off of a Freudian slip. But we'll see. I mean, everybody likes banging the squeeze monster, so... we'll see how far Marnie can go here. All right, we'll move to the final here in the Cultivated CBD region in the Erect 8. It will be the number one overall seed, John Griesel, and the number two seed, Chris Hockey.
The person I was married to worked for his company.
Gotcha.
So I guess it's not a shock that he's okay with cheating. But,
no! So, anyway.
See you on Monday, 5.
You guys think you could do a whole segment with just the button bar?
That's not a funny word.
I think you guys could do it.
Have you listened to Saturdays with Song?
Nobody has.
Wow, this is an epic matchup. I mean, number one versus number two. These are both super strong quotes. Man, you got a Creasel cheating and Hawk ripping on Sauce. I mean, that is like the formula for a winning quote. Man, I don't know how I would probably make Hawk the slight favorite over the number one seed, but man, that's a tough one.
Yeah, I think just the way that Creasel's been getting votes here with this quote in specifically, I think this one's gonna go through to the final four. I just think hockey is, while it's a really good quote, I just don't think that it has the staying power to take down Creasel here.
Yeah, maybe not. I don't know. I think that one's gonna be super tight. I think you're probably looking at like a 52-48 kind of finish on that one. And yet another in the long line of hockey ripping on Saturdays with Sauce. Some of my favorite moments are when Sauce will play like one of his mainstay songs that are on Saturdays with Sauce, and Chris will be like, I've never heard this song before, and Sauce will be like, we play this every week on Saturdays with Sauce. So brilliant.
Just genius. All right, let's move on over to our fourth and final region, the Twin Cities Summer Jam region. It will be the number one seed, Chris Hockey, against the number two seed, John Creasel.
He can't name one twin. Doesn't know NBA superstars unless we basically hand him names.
Right?
He definitely doesn't know who D'Angelo Russell is.
No! Yeah. And guess what? I'm on the top-ranked sports show in America.
Right.
Hopefully, the Hospitality Minnesota has been in contact with the governor's office saying, listen, our membership is ready. Our restaurants are ready. We've seen what happens in other states. Let's go. That's
you
my hope.
You should run for governor.
I can't run.
Builders and Remodelers brings you...
Wow, another region, another 1-2 matchup between Creasel and Hawk. Lots of strength there between those two, and this one is no exception because you've kind of got the, not as funny, but definitely on-brand quote from Hockey there, and then a no-legs one from Creasel, which is, of course, right on brand. I almost think this one's even closer than the last one. It's going to be hard to pick between these two, and it'll be fun to see the votes come in.
Yeah, I think this one is just a true coin flip. playing the hits again. It's with Creasel. It's either about divorce or cheating or not having any legs. and that has always been a good recipe to make it a long way in this tournament. But, hockey's, while it's not as funny, it's kind of like a, not like a sad but true or whatever, but like, he doesn't know all this stuff about sports, but he is on the number one sports talk, radio show in America, which is just like, it's so hockey, and I love it so much. So, yeah, I guess if this was a betting, if I was betting on this, I would probably not bet it because it's going to be razor tight.
That's for sure. So to summarize, we've got the Erect Eight is three hockey quotes, two Creasel quotes, and then one each from Haley, Marnie, and Sauce. Wow, that's some pretty elite company there. All the number one seeds still alive. I think you did a really good job seeding it this year.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And hey, we are not sexist here in the Bets and Quotes podcast. There are two ladies who made the Erect Eight.
Absolutely. That's all thanks to us, of course, and the progressive way that we have here on the Bets and Quotes podcast.
Yes, we stand for women.
For sure. And we lay down for women, too. Either way. all right. And nothing I could say here would be even remotely as inappropriate as what we're going to have when we go down memory lane.
Down memory lane we go.
So one of the fun surprise moments that happened on the power trip occurred when the Detroit Lions made a coaching change during the season. You might think that that would be a very minor blip on the radar of the power trip, but that coordinator's name happened to be Jim Bob Cooter. And of course, the power trip is not going to let that pass on by. And once you know it, the next day, none other than Jim Bob Cooter's grandma, Grandma Cooter, called in to the power trip.
This guy, that's his real name?
Yeah, so the Lions fired offensive coordinator Joe Lombardi. They promoted Jim Bob Cooter.
Whoops.
Oh, boy.
31 years old. He's the second youngest offensive coordinator now in the NFL. The hotline's ringing. Power Trip Morning Show. Good morning.
Hello.
Oh, who's this?
My name is Grandma Cooter. I'm calling to you from Ireland. I heard you were talking about me wee, me wee little grandson, Jim Bob Cooter.
You stayed at the back of the motherland, huh? You never came over with Jim Bob.
Yeah, well, we stayed over here with the rest of the Cooters. We sure all like to stay here in the Cooterland, as we call it.
Yeah, I'm sure.
There's Cooters everywhere. Yeah.
How many of them are you?
There's
a lot of you over there.
Sorry, I'm being so rude.
That's okay.
I did not introduce myself. I call myself Grandma Cooter.
I feel like that's enough, but if you have a first name you'd like to share with
us,
that's fine, too.
You can call me by my first name.
Which is?
Inya.
Of course, it's Inya. I think that's the same exact accent as Ricky Rubio. It's just like one octave higher.
I was just going to say, that's a really good female Ricky Rubio impression.
Oh, my God. So, yes, we've got Grandma Cooter, Grandma Inya Cooter on the line. And, oh, yes, hockey never fails to disappoint.
My name is Inya Cooter. You guys know as well. I don't know if you have you met Jim Bob's grandpa yet.
I have not met Jim Bob's grandpa.
Is he also?
He's in Ireland as well.
He's right here beside me.
Oh, great!
Speak with him.
Harold. Harold.
Oh, Harold. Harold Cooter's there. Great.
Say hi to the people.
Can you put Harold on the phone for a second?
Yeah.
Hold on, Harry can't come to the phone.
Okay.
Harry,
gotcha.
What?
Harry Cooter, my husband. He can't come to the phone.
Okay.
That's always one of my favorite moments too, because Corey has that moment where like he's going along with the bit or he's finding it funny, and then it's like, okay.
Yeah. Okay. We get where this is all going here.
So we've got Grandma Cooter and we've got Harry Cooter, and I'm sure that there's other members of the Cooter family that we need to be introduced to.
Hi, Mrs. Cooter.
Yes.
Is there anyone else in the house?
Yeah. Hold on one second. Is Randy here? Randy Cooter.
Is Randy his brother? Is it your other
Randy?
Son? Who is this?
Randy's his brother.
Oh, Randy's
know.
His brother.
Yeah, Randy. And his wife, Wendy. She never come around. She stink really bad. Wendy Cooter, are you here? Wendy!
Can we speak to your husband?
Hold on. My granddaughter, Candy Cooter, is over here. Candy, are you home from college, Candy Cooter?
That's a terrible name.
Oh, wait a minute. Have you guys met Jim Bob Cooter's wife?
No, I did not.
You know, we just heard about him because he's the new offensive coordinator for the Detroit Lions, so we don't know that much about him.
This one might get me fired.
From where? Yeah, where do you
want to say it?
Stay by the dumb button, please. And you determine.
Just how about you just don't say it?
Yeah,
no, I gotta say it because I wrote it last night. I don't want to waste it.
It's a name.
I love the breaking down of the fourth wall there, where he's like, "I got to say it because I wrote it last night."
Oh my god!
It's so brilliant. So we've got like a very large Cooter family that we're learning about.
So much Cooter to go around.
plenty old Cooter in the old country. Yes. Yeah. So we definitely need to meet the wife. That's going to be, I think, the coup d'état.
Well, you know how some of these 21st century women like to keep their last names.
Yeah.
Well, her name is Amanda Fister, and she wanted to keep her last name.
Okay, okay.
So her name
you're breaking
is
up.
Amanda
I think these. Okay. I think these.
Good. Ooh, that's the filthiest.
You're breaking up a little bit there.
To.
You broke up a little bit there. Well,
man, that was the greatest call ever. Did you guys know that Inya Cooter was going to call?
Wait, what's her name?
Inya.
All right,
Inya.
Oh my god.
Oh, I just love it so much.
I think what I love so much about that too is it's like, you know, obviously people get the joke, right? Because it's like, this is Grandma Cooter and her name is Inya. So the audience is very capable of going in their head, Inya Cooter, you know, ha ha ha, you know, we get the joke or whatever. And I love that Hockey wanted to say that last name so badly. Like, we couldn't all piece together that it's Amanda Fister Cooter, right? So,
right.
I mean, but... Oh my goodness. But he wanted to say it so bad, Corey just cuts him off. Oh, I love it. I love Grandma. And Grandma Cooter made several appearances after that, too. She was quite the regular caller for many seasons while Jim Bob was executing his toil there in Detroit.
Yeah, she ran a Twitter account as well.
Yeah, she did for sure. So not exactly sure where Grandma Cooter is today, but I think Martin Moistchew may have gotten her out of a job or something. But that's one of my favorite ones of all time. Grandma Cooter. Absolutely.
The Italian French fry Ricky Rubio Grandma Cooter.
We should do that. Like, you know, we always do rate that impression. We should do Ricky Rubio versus Grandma Cooter and just see how close they really are.
It's got to be razor close.
All right. Well, it's time for some quotes, notes. Do you got a new open or are we dropping an old one?
I have a little ditty that I want to play here.
Oh, even better.
Yes, it's nice. Ariana Grande. It's Christmas. This is technically the Christmas episode here, so Merry Christmas, everybody. No one better to hear songs from for Christmas than our lady, my lady, Ariana Grande.
All right, well, yes, I can appreciate that for sure. What do you got for us this week?
All right, I got a few hot cuts here. Happy 30th birthday, Brianne. Welcome to the 30 Club. It's not that bad, although I've been in a pandemic ever since I turned 30. So,
and I've been trying up and down to get somebody to give me 10-1 odds on Brianne because I want to bet on Brianne, and nobody will give me odds. So I think that's a good sign for her that people have faith in Brianne.
See, now I fully think that Charch running the clues gives her such better odds than if it was Corey. There's a lot of one clue correct answers with Charge's clues sometimes, or it's absolutely impossible and there's misses. So if it was Corey doing it, I would totally take that. But I'm staying off it because Brianne is she's an old soul and she's got old saggy balls. So might just pull a UMBC and win knocked out a number one seed here.
Absolutely. I was willing to put money on it, but good luck and happy birthday, OBB.
Next up, really want to try those gingerbread donuts from Krispy Kreme. Oh man. I remember right when Krispy Kreme really got hot and came to Minnesota, the lines were, I guess not quite Maple Grove Raising Cane's long, but because that's a whole new standard. But I really want to try one of those donuts, and it reminds me of the gingerbread shake, which should be out this holiday season, but it's not. So just go to Honey and Mackey's and get that.
The old ginger snap. And they tweeted today that they have a ginger snap pie, which I'm like, oh my god, like a gingerbread shake pie. Oh my god, yes. If I was anywhere near Honey and Mackey's right now, I would have one of those pies in my fridge, and I would be saying, that's my pie.
That's so good. Next up, I have the initials. So this is the last game of the 2020 season.
Yeah.
And I was trying to look it up, but I heard it on the air. I couldn't find it on powertripinitials.weebly.com. But I think Sauce is either trailing by one this week. Going into this week, or do you know, Chuck?
He's up by one, so AJ has to win the tie. Otherwise, Sauce is your champion. So,
so this is big, and I think going forward, this needs to be a huge deal because, like, the all-time wins lead, you know, that'll play out, and it was a bigger thing when AJ was trying to catch Sauce, but you know, Sauce might end up catching AJ at some point here too, maybe in 2021 if he keeps this winning streak going. And it all started really when he started dating Wii, so
yeah.
Maybe it's the good Wii good luck charm.
Yeah, that's what he wants to hear. Wii's a curse.
Saw that game Cyberpunk 2077 has been removed from the PlayStation Store and is offering refunds, I think, 2 weeks after Chart said that it was possibly going to be the greatest video game of all time. Yeah, that's I was never going to play that game to begin with because it's just crazy. But
it's all the debugs though. It's you know, it's not necessarily that it's a bad game or anything like that, but it's just super buggy. And yeah, that's not a good thing when you have a video game to have a lot of bugs. As somebody that works in the software industry, I can tell you bugs are not our friend, and you do everything you can to eliminate that, and that's not good when you have to issue refunds and pull it from the store. So hopefully they can get some of those issues figured out, and because it sounds like, you know, the people that played it have enjoyed it, but you know, it's gotta work.
Yes, video games have to work. That is for sure. Next up here, so funny that Tommy said today that Hawk's voice makes it sound like he has a 12-inch crank. That was genius.
Of course.
And, I know Hockey appreciates that one.
The ultimate penis hype man in Tommy.
Of course. Well, and he's been paid for it, so. So this Conor McGregor, Jake Paul thing. That's going on Twitter. Oh, I hate Jake Paul with a passion. And obviously I'm a big UFC guy, so I would love to see Conor McGregor beat the hell out of Jake Paul. Although I don't even know if I want to pay for it support it, because that's all he's trying to do is get attention. He knows that he would get smoked.
That's 100%. That's what irks me so bad, is you get so many people that are like, God, I hate Jake Paul. What an idiot. I can't wait to watch him get his ass kicked. And he's the one laughing all the way to the bank at everybody, because he doesn't care if he gets his ass kicked.
Right.
He wants that you know, whatever millions of dollars that come in. So I hope that the two fight each other, and I hope nobody buys it. And that would be the ultimate way to show Jake that he's an asshole.
Yeah, I think it was Hockey that said that he wants to see this fight in a closet with the lights turned off.
Right, exactly. I won't be watching it, that's for sure.
Marnie said that the Polaris factory is in Thief River Falls. Obviously, it's in Roseau.
They've got a water tower, for God's sake.
They have everything in Roseau. It's where my dad... and I toured the Polaris factory last January.
Oh, good for you.
And it was very cool. So I just wanted to correct Marnie there and give Roseau some street cred.
Yes, go Roseau.
Next up, how creepy was that Santa Santa song about kids sitting on his lap? My God, that was so horrifying.
It's not creepy at the time. It's all about context, though, because Chris Hansen didn't exist back then, and... You know, I I'm not naive enough to suggest that stuff like that wasn't going on, but it wasn't like front and center of our society. I mean, when I was a kid, you just ran around all day and you came home when it got dark. I mean, Hawk talks about that all the time. And it's like, you know, I that stuff went on, but it was, I don't know, it just wasn't as either noticed or recognized, or I don't know. So in the context, it's not that creepy. Chris, of course, made it incredibly creepy by making us listen to it. But, I felt bad for Mickey as I was hearing him sing that song.
Yeah. Man, hearing that in 2020, it was a different world back in the 50s, that's for sure.
Especially if somebody, like, and Mickey, you know, as far as I know, had a very clean record his entire life. And, you know, it'd be way creepier if it was like Bill Cosby singing that song back in like the 70s
could you
or
imagine?
Something. But yeah, you don't have to go violate old, you know, old classics like that, Chris.
Whatever. I would have brought it up if I were to watch it the night before, too. But,
of course, I'm the person. He is on a radio show. I'm the person that ruined Rock Around the Christmas Tree last year by pointing out that it sounds like she's saying later we'll have some fucking pie, so.
This is true. These are facts. I was lucky enough to receive a Christmas card from the family this year.
Yes.
And it was, I don't know if you got yours yet, Chuck, but it was absolutely genius. So he Simpsonized, is the phrase I'll go with, his family for the Christmas card. So genius. Well done.
Absolutely. I got it in the mail, and I immediately texted him telling him it was the coolest Christmas card I have ever received. So, yes, absolutely well done and brilliant.
All right. Time for one more. This was kind of a big one from Thursday's after party. We didn't get to talk about it.
Yeah.
Kind of hinted. I think you listened to the after party right before we recorded, and we kind of talked about it for a while of what we thought was going to happen, because Zach had rumored that you're not going to want to miss tomorrow's after party podcast. And we were kind of thinking, okay, is this Rosie? Thinking Thursday, you know, who's in on Thursday? Is it Lieber? I don't know exactly. And I think you sniffed out that it might be something with Parrish and the thing. Little do we know that this is a different thing, and we still don't know what the thing is, but this was a very important thing and a very brave thing that he did. The brilliant article done by Michael Russo. It was worth the $3.99 to subscribe to The Athletic for it. And that brilliant after party podcast. Couldn't be more of a fan of Mark Parrish as a person, as a hockey player. And yeah, he's incredibly brave to come out with all that stuff and all those details. And, you know, he's such a good guy. So glad to hear that he is doing well now.
Yeah, he's legitimately like a super, super good dude. And yeah, I'm glad he reached out for the help. And, you know, and so far everything's good. And, you know, it's one of those things where it's a lifetime thing. I mean, you know, here we're what, like 8 or 9 months removed from him going to treatment. But, you know, that's, you know, there's always, you know, there's always the battle there. There's always the struggle there. And, you know, I hope that he's got, you know, all the good support around him. I hope that, you know, that's one thing by making this like super public, you know, given that Mark's very well known in the state and everything like that. I'm hoping that that also, you know, helps people to, you know, be aware that he is recovering from this disease, and, you know, people can be helpful to him and, you know, say the right things and do the right things and be positive encouragement around him, because you really do need that support system, because, you know, there are lots of people that, you know, do relapse from time to time and stuff like that, and he's going to need that support from everybody. So it's, you know, another good reason that that it's out there and people are aware, and hopefully people can continue to be supportive. And it was awesome to see just the huge outpouring on Twitter. It was like just insane on my Twitter feed on Thursday, and it was great to see. It was just awesome to see. And so yeah, congratulations, Mark, on being that brave to share your story like that. And you mentioned Russo. I still can't get the vision of Russo out of my head from last year at in Vegas, where, you know, everybody's there, like, you know, shorts, t-shirts, hanging out in the sports book, just having a great time and everything. And then Russo walks in with his, you know, suit and tie and everything. Like, he looks so out of place. It was so funny. It was like he just looked like this complete nerd walking into the sports book in this suit and tie. But it's a very well written article indeed, and it was really, really powerful stuff. So glad that's good, and we still don't know what the thing is. I need to know about Parrish's thing.
I really hope it has to deal with hockey, but yeah, we'll see. Hopefully, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know when we'll know, but it's going to be big.
I'm hoping that it has something to do with broadcasting for the Wild. Like, he's somehow getting involved with that and everything. Right. 'Cause he would be absolutely the perfect guy to do either broadcasting with the Wild, or, you know, be an analyst or, you know, just have something to do with the team and stuff like that. I think that would be awesome. So that's kind of what I'm hoping for. And that maybe is the chalky pick, but yeah. So we'll find out soon enough, I guess.
Yes. Well, there we'll do it for Close Notes.
All right. Last up is what we call locks of the week. It's been anything but this year. You, however, nailed it last week, and that was one of the easiest wins I've ever had with the Army-Navy under. I jokingly texted you at halftime saying, how the hell did Army score 3 points? Like, it was the end of the world. But, yeah, that was a massively easy under, and that game has gone under 15 years in a row. Absolutely crazy.
Just insane.
So good call on that. I'm glad we let you deviate from the NFL. I, of course, lost on that stupid, crazy Browns game. Of course, I only had it at +1 at the time, so the whole safety thing didn't really affect my lock of the week. But either way, I lost, and it was a very crazy game to watch. But so you go first. You're at 6-7. You have a chance to get back to 500 this week. What are you giving us?
Okay, I'm going to go with a total just because I think it is more fun. And I am going with the over in the Minnesota Vikings and Bears game, over 46.5.
All right, over 46.5. So you'll be on the hockey side of things because he's got the over against Sauce on that one at 47. So you and Hawk will be cheering for the points and the old Mitch Trubisky train.
Yes.
I'm going to go back to the old Kansas City Chiefs. They played really bad last week, but still managed to pull out the victory in Miami. It was almost like a loss. As bad as they played, it kind of felt like a loss for the Chiefs last week. And they're a team that when they have a bad performance, they always rebound and have a really strong showing the next week. I do not expect Patrick Mahomes to repeat any of the interception issues that he was having. I think the Chiefs go down to New Orleans and have their way with the Saints. So give the 3 points, take the Chiefs, and that's my lock of the week.
That's a good pick. That's going to be such a fun. I think that's going to be, I mean, maybe not game of the year, but right up there, probably top five game of the year. That's going to be a fun one to watch.
Absolutely. It'll be a lot of fun to watch. So I will be tuned in for that. All right. In the meantime, Dave, where can they find you at?
You can find me on Twitter or Instagram at PowerTripQuotes.
And I'm, of course, at PowerTripBets. Thank you guys for listening, and we will talk to you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Bets and Quotes podcast. Be sure to give us a rating on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. And if you think we're hideous, please lie. Baby, rain or shine.